Thanks for giving customer service a call. My name is Amia. How may I assist you?
What is this place?
We are a third party. Depending on the charge you're calling and concerning, I'll have to look it up so I can provide you the name of the company that's charging you.
I have them on the 13 of a charge for $59.92.
That zip code?
What? 20817.
20817?
Yes.
Ronnie. And let's see. First and last name?
Albina Balali.
All right. Yeah, I see that name. Billing address for security purposes, please.
9217 Fernwood Road, Bethesda, Maryland, 20817.
All righty. Yes, ma'am. Let's get this loaded. Come on. All right. So, yes, ma'am. Reviewing the account, I do understand that there was a survey that was taken for the Shell gas card. It was one of those subscription surveys, so it automatically came with an app that provides recipes to help cut sugars and carb cravings. If you would like to give the recipes a try, we are able to reduce it down to $20 a month.
No, I wanted to cancel it. I didn't approve that.
You did not take the survey for the Shell gift card?
Mm-hmm. No.
Okay, because someone in your household possibly, because...
No, I'm the only one.
We do take fraudulent charges seriously, whomever made the purchase without your authorization. IP information will link us back to that exact device. I'm going to go ahead and cancel this account and connect you over to our fraud department.
Thank you.
No problem. And once again, it was for a Shell gas card. It was expressing that it was for free and all you had to do was pay like a minimum shipping. You don't recall that at all?
Uh-huh.
I'm asking.
But if it was free, then why I was...
It was a subscription survey.
That's crazy. No. Mm-mm.
Okay, one moment.
Nope. And actually, there are two charges.
It was only it's, one with us.
It's 5808 is another one on the 13th.
Yes, ma'am. That's with another company. We charge you on the 10th. And our charge is $59.92. But I'm getting you connected over now.